I want us this morning to look at the events of that chapter that we read together, especially what happened at the end of the chapter. It's really about forgetting and how easy it is to forget. To forget where you left something, to forget to do something, to forget a promise, or whenever you get on years, to forget people's names. And that's increasingly happening, of course, to me. And sometimes it's, you know, a mile or two down the road, oh, that was just the name. But it wouldn't come at the right time. And we do forget. And we're constantly reminded of this, aren't we? That we need to try and not forget things. And a day like this helps us to remember, because this is, we know, as remember. We speak of Remembrance Sunday, the second Sunday of November, that we don't forget what has happened in the years gone by and the events in our nation. And yet today, many do not remember. Whenever I was driving here this morning to see the roads, the people, so many are engaged in other things. Some are so busy riding their bicycles. Some are so busy riding their horses. Some are so busy doing all sorts of things. But they're not remembering. They're not remembering. Indeed, if any one of us were to die this day, well, tomorrow the wheels of industry would carry on turning, wouldn't they? And after a short time, it would be as if we'd never been. We fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. Isn't that right? We fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. I want us to think about what happened in Genesis chapter 40, because in the last, it's so important as we think of today and to think of what happened then. Whenever you think of the chief cupbearer, or the butler as he's called in the authorized version, the cupbearer, the butler, and the baker, they were all imprisoned with Joseph in Egypt. And after a time, Pharaoh the king brought the cupbearer out of the prison and restored to him to his position, a tremendous position to be in, to be just beside the king and handing the king the cup that he would drink from. But before he was set free, Joseph had said to him, "Look, remember me." Verse 14, "Remember me. I shouldn't be in this prison. I didn't do anything wrong. Remember me before Pharaoh. Speak to Pharaoh that I may be released from this prison." And the cupbearer was released from the prison, but in verse 23 we read those very solemn words, "However, he did not remember Joseph." He forgot him. He did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. Now why? How could somebody who has helped so much, and Joseph had told him, interpreted his dream for him, how could he forget him? Well, how do we forget? Well, he forgot, I think, what Joseph had done for him, first of all. You see, Joseph had interpreted the dream. And both those men had dreams, and they were both troubled. And Joseph had said to him, "But the cupbearer forgot about all this." And today, I think there are so many who do not wish to remember what others have done for them and have done on their behalf. The soldiers who went out to fight, the members of the UDR who served, the members of the police force who served. Many people have forgotten all that. Have forgotten all that. They suffered. Many of them suffered. I was minister of King's Mills for a number of years. And maybe some of you remember what happened in King's Mills. They even lay behind the church wall to shoot a man. They lay behind the church wall. In the graveyard. And yet many people would forget. How can we forget? How can we forget? Widows and orphans left without loved ones. It's as if they were not involved, as if they didn't live in the country. But we did live in the country. We all lived in the country, and we must not forget. But I want you to remember also, there are increasingly so many these days who have forgotten what God does for them. They've forgotten what God does each day in their lives. All we have needed, His hand has supplied. But it's all taken for granted, isn't it? There's so many people never think of what God does or what he provides for us. Health, strength, and food, and every blessing. But how often it's forgotten. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Forget not. And the sad thing is, you know what, they are forgotten. They're taken for granted. They're taken for granted. Do we remember all that God has done for us? Do we especially remember that He sent His Son to Calvary? Do we remember that Jesus died in our place? Do we remember? The butler forgot. I think there are many people who have forgotten today. But Jacobus, secondly, not only forgot all that Joseph had done for him, he had forgotten where he had been. You know, it's wonderful to be set free from jail. I visited some members of a congregation. They were in jail. Now you say, why should a member of a congregation be in jail? Yes, they were in jail because they did wrong. And to hear that door slamming behind you and stepping out onto the Crumlin Road, it was the Crumlin Road jail then. And the person left behind for years and years. But if you were set free from prison, would you not want to forget about it? Would you not want to forget about all the suffering and the hardship of those days? Joseph and the prison were forgotten. The man was free. He was free. How easy it is to forget that the pain and the troubles of the past ever happened. That the buildings are all fixed up now. They're not blown apart the way they were in the 70s and the 80s. All restored. Let's not, people say, don't dwell in these things. Forget where you have been. Have we forgotten? Dare we forget the suffering of such a short time ago? Can we forget the awful days of darkness? We can't, we shouldn't. And yet many people do, and they forget too how God has brought them through times of trouble and suffering, maybe sickness and serious operations, and God has brought them through, and yet there's still no time to say thank you to God, no time to worship Him. But the cupbearer not only forgot where he had been, he forgot what Joseph asked him to do. You know, we often hear people say whenever someone dies, you know, I'll never forget that person. But you know, that might be the case with that one person, but most of the rest of people will have forgotten very quickly, won't they? They've forgotten very quickly. You say, how could the cupbearer forget? But he did. Men and women who served in the forces, how can we forget them? They don't expect to be forgotten. We say we will remember, but how many have forgotten them? I wonder how many people have prayed in times of trouble, Lord, if you bring me through this, I'll always serve you. I'll always serve you. And God put His hand upon them and restored them, perhaps with health and strength, brought them through some very difficult day. But what about the promise now? What about the promise? What about the promise? It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, whenever you vow a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, because God has no pleasure in fools. Whenever you make a promise to God, well, whenever you make a promise to anyone, you should try and keep it, shouldn't you? But when you make a promise to God, you should, with all your heart, always intend to keep it. Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end, we sometimes sing. What about the promises? Maybe there's some here this morning, some parents here this morning, and years ago you took a vow here whenever your child was baptized. Are you keeping the vows? Or maybe there's those here this morning and you took a vow whenever you came to the Lord's table for the first time. Are you keeping the vow? Are you keeping it? The sad thing is that there's so many who forget. Sometimes people would promise anything in order that they can get their own way. Oh, if you've made a promise to God, don't forget to keep it. Don't forget to keep it. But not only did the cupbearer forget what Joseph had asked him to do, but he forgot because he was restored, you see, to his old job. He was happy. He was content now, wasn't he? He was back to where he wanted to be. Back to where he wanted to be. The old memories of prison were in the past, and now he had all he needed. Now he was in the king's palace again. And it's sad that sometimes this happens to people. They go through a time of trouble, and they don't know where to turn, and they come and they ask especially God's people to pray, perhaps, and they do pray, and they come through the time of difficulty, but then it's all in the past, and life is so different now, it's all to the full. Happily restored. And God has forgotten. Do you remember the children of Israel coming through from Egypt? And God guided them with the fire by night and the cloud by day, and he provided them with the manna day after day. And they got to the promised land, and what do you think they should do whenever they come to the promised land? Should they not remember the one who has brought them out of bondage? Should they not remember the one who has delivered them? And what do we read? There were not many years in the land when they turned from God and they went after idols. And after idols. You see, they were safe then, weren't they? They were safe. The war's over. The war's over. The troubles are past, aren't they? We hope they're past. God has brought us through so much. Have we any really need for him now? I think a whole lot of people, the way they act, it shows that they have no need for him now. They have no need for him now. Now they can be like the rich farmer, you see. You can say, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Let's have a good time. It's past. Oh, think of all the blessings you enjoy today. When you consider them all, can you not say with the psalmist, the lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places? I have so much. In the midst of all that you have, the blessings you have, has God got his proper place in your life? Has God got his proper place in your life? Is God the treasure of your soul, the source of joy? A joy which want shall not impair, nor death itself destroy. Is God the treasure of your soul? There's so many today, and well, I've a wee bit behind me in the bank, you know, and I'm quite happy, and God has forgotten. God has forgotten. And that's the case, you see. The cupbearer forgot because he had no further need of help, had he? Sure, he didn't need any more help. He was in the palace now. Who was going to touch him again in the palace? He had been glad of Joseph whenever he was in prison, but now there's no need of help. He can manage on his own. Thank you very much. You think of our country today. In the hearts and lives of many people, do you think there's any real evidence that God is needed? Are people living in such a way that shows that they believe that God is the one that they need to guide them day by day? That God is the one they need to deliver them every day? Are they living in such a way that shows that? Are they living in such a way that shows that? We look at our politicians and, well, they have a job to do, but all they can tell us, well, what we need are better houses. We need more benefits. We need more efficient hospitals. We need this and we need that. We need the next thing, more money for all sorts of things. But and then maybe once a year we sing, "Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come." And where's the evidence of it? Where's the evidence of it? Is there any evidence that men and women have cast themselves upon him? Has our country any need of God, really? Has any need of God? So think in conclusion this morning. What is our need today? What is our need? During the times of troubles, we needed so much. We needed an efficient army, sufficient organizations to help us, police and army and so on. We needed all those things. But what is our need? What is our real need today, yours and mine? It is to have, first of all, to have a clear understanding of who God is, and then to know our true state before him. To have a true understanding of who God is. God is sovereign. He's the Almighty God. The very angels veil their faces before him. He is the creator and sustainer of all. And you and I depend upon him for every moment of every day. He is the one in whom your breath is. Our very breath is. Do you ever think of that? Have we a true vision of who God is? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In his being, what wisdom, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Oh, that we would remember what we learned. In his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. That we are in the presence of one who is high and holy. Do we understand who God is? And then if we understand who God is, do we understand where we stand before him? What is our state before him? We must know that, mustn't we? God looked to see if any did what was good, but found none. There is none righteous, no, not one. We're guilty before him. We're sinners. We need to be rescued. But how many people want to admit that today? To admit that they're lost without Christ? To admit that they have no Savior? If they don't have Christ, there's no hope. Is that understanding evident in your life? My life? A holy God, a God without blemish, a God who cannot have sin in his presence, and us with all our sin. Do we understand that? So what is our need? It is, of course, to know that we need a Savior. When there's no understanding of God and all his majesty and holiness, there's no desire to turn from all that offends him and to seek the Savior. But everyone needs to be saved. Do we understand how? Have we turned away from Calvary? Do we think much about what the Lord Jesus did there? Do we think much about how he died? Do we think much about the fact that he took our sin upon himself? Do we think of these things? Have we really grasped that there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin? He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Do we see our need of cleansing and by the Lord Jesus? Do we understand that? So what is our need also? It is, of course, to know peace. It is to know peace with God. The world is a very in a turmoil in many ways, isn't it? There's so many places in the world, and it's almost as if there's so many countries that are just about to fight with one another. We think of what's going on at the border with Poland and Belarus. We think of what's going on between China and Taiwan. We think of what's going on at times between Pakistan and India. There are all these places. There's trouble in every hand. What is your need and mine today? Well, surely it is to know peace with God in the midst of all the trouble, in the midst of all the upheaval. The sad thing is that there are so many people, and contentment for them is found by in wealth and pleasure, and the emphasis is on a good time. But you know, your need and mine is to know peace with God. And the only way you can have that is to know Christ and to know your sins forgiven. Whenever we're reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus, then there is peace. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Our Charles Wesley put it so well in one of his hymns, "Happy beyond description he who knows the Savior died for me." That's it. The Savior died for me. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne. So what is our need then today? It's to be trusting in Jesus and being brought safely unto glory. This is what Jesus came to do for all his people, that nothing can ever separate us from his hand. Not even death can do that. But the cupbearer had forgotten all that, hadn't he? He had no need of help. He had no further need of help. He was blind to his need. He couldn't see or want to see. But he needed help, as we all need help. But he couldn't see it. And the sad thing, you see, is that the cupbearer didn't see his need again until another problem arose. And that sadly is the case with so many people today. They don't see their need until another problem arises. If everything's going well, you know, they've got their health and strength and they've got all that they need, then there's no need of God. But then whenever a problem comes again, and the thing is, problems will come to all of us. You will face them and I will face them. But the cupbearer only remembered his faults whenever another problem turned up. In verse 41, "I do remember my faults this day." Or verse 9 of chapter 41. He remembered the prison, he remembered Joseph. And he turned to the one who helped him in the past. Oh, listen. If you're here this morning and you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, what's stopping you? Do you not see your need of a Savior? Do you not see your need of knowing your sins forgiven? What's stopping you? There is only one Savior, and that's Jesus. He's the only one who can meet the deep need of your heart. Would we forget him? We shouldn't forget those who have given so much for us on a day like this. But the sad thing is there are so many who have forgotten about Jesus and have turned away from Jesus. The cupbearer forgot. I would hate to think somebody would go from this place this morning and forget all about the Lord Jesus. Forget all about Christ. Forget all about what he has done in Calvary. And go your own way without Jesus. Don't forget today. Don't forget. You see the poppy wreath, we remember. Don't forget. Don't forget Calvary. And turn with all your heart to Jesus. Trust him. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you indeed for the Lord Jesus, for Calvary, for all that he has done. May we not forget what he has done, but with all our hearts trust him alone and walk in his way all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.